The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
It's Cannon coming to you from the middle of nowhere, Florida. Today, Ray is on the show, and she writes songs about her exes, and she does not hold back. If you think Taylor Swift is bad, what do you hear? Ray. She is a bad bee, and she's on the show right now on OHP Uncut. Let's go.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
What is your day today? Where are you, Ray?
I'm in London. Actually, just got back from LA. I was doing some work in there. So I'm a bit jet lagged. I slept like no sleep because I kept, my time's all off. But yeah, I'm in London doing some work here. And honestly, we're so busy. I'm so blessed at the moment. So much going on.
You didn't get off an airplane looking like that, though, obviously, right?
You got No. Definitely. You should have seen the way I looked during soundcheck. Honestly. Disturbing. Glam is really an amazing thing. Yeah.
When it comes to like airport wear, I like to wear basically just like pajamas. I want anything that is comfortable as shit. That's what I'm going for.
100%. 100%. Right there with you.
Flannel pants. I want T-shirt, ball cap. I'm not trying to sit on an airplane, especially for like 6 hours. You know, if I'm uncomfortable.
Not in jeans. Ew. Long flight in jeans. No way.
So I had no idea how many people you had written songs for. And I'm sure like a lot of people, that's the jump off in the interview because it's crazy. But it's a freaking amazing list of people. These are huge superstars you've written for. And I mean, Beyonce, Miley, Charlie XCX. Who else am I missing?
I've actually never written for Miley. That's definitely on the bucket list, though.
Oh, well, why the hell have they got that on your
Wikipedia? I don't know why they wrote that there, but, you know, it does sound very good. But no, I have not done that yet. But I've done some stuff with John Legend, with the Little Mix Girls, with Ellie Goulding, David Guetta, like some different stuff across my career. Yeah, it's been, had an amazing, some amazing experiences for sure.
Did you not want to be an artist like right when you first started your career, or did it just not happen that way?
I mean, no, the goal was always to do both. If anything, I was an artist first. And you know, writing songs is just, it gives me so much joy and sense of purpose. So, you know, and I think it was something really important to me that I wanted to be considered and taken seriously as a writer as well as an artist. But yeah, I had a lot more success, I'd say, probably as a songwriter than as an artist for a long time. You know, but that's how it goes. Like, I released my first music when I was about 15, and I'm 25 now, you know. Wow. So it's been a 10-year journey of a lot of hard work.
So are you one of those people that just like finds inspiration all around you all the time and you're constantly writing down ideas for songs, or is it more like things that are personally affecting you and feelings you need to get out, or both?
No, definitely there's inspiration to be had anywhere and in anything in life. I think that's one thing, you know, quite beautiful about being a writer is anything ugly you get to turn into something beautiful. And it's also something to be said, you know, anyone I've ever dated, I've written a song about, you know what I mean? So it's also very tricky ground, because if you do me wrong, you're going to get a song.
What about the guy in Escapism? The one that dumped you. What? First of all, why did he dump you? Second of all, does he know the song is about him, or have you not even given him that glory?
No, I kind of have a sick way about me where when I write a song about someone, I'll usually send it to them straight away, like the demo. And I'll be like, wrote this about you, kiss, kiss. I usually kind of get it out there very early. I don't know why. It gives me some sort of, I guess it's something better than a text could say, or a voice note could say.
Oh,
right?
That's got to feel great. That's got to feel great.
Feel nice. Yeah.
So the guy in this song, does he know it's about him? You send it to him immediately?
Yeah, I send it to him maybe like a week after I've done it. Yeah, but you know what? He's a really nice guy, actually. We're actually cool now. Yeah.
You're good now, huh?
Yeah.
Are you usually friends with your exes, or does that get weird for you?
There's only one that I'm not friends with, really. But other than that, Yeah, I kind of am, which, but also I've been single for so long now. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of don't like holding bad blood and resentment. I think it's important for the sake of your heart to let things go if you can.
So are you writing songs currently for yourself? Like, or do you write a song and you're like, oh, I could give that to someone else, but I want to keep that shit for me. Cause now you've got to think about putting your own album together. Or are there songs where you're like, that's not a Ray song. This is definitely a, you know, Beyonce song or something.
I think there's definitely a lot of songs that I've written before I put this album out, which I due to my situation of kind of not being able to release albums, I built up so much music. And I'm kind of at a place where for me and for everything going forward, I want to start fresh from where I'm at now. Yeah. So I just have a whole heap of songs that I'm kind of pitching out and different artists are cutting, which was really exciting, actually. Yeah, I've been working on one recently, which is like 5 years old, and I've been doing notes on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is wild. But yeah, it's great. It's really, yeah, there's a lot of songs there. So
I mean, I guess the songwriting comes easy for you. That's amazing. So how many do you have when you do want to do an album? How many do you have sitting on a shelf to pull off and be like, ah, these are the best ones?
Well, honestly, well, look, it's been the My 21st Century Blues in contention. Technically, there's something like 1,000 science songs. Like,
Jesus Christ, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid, but that's like 7 years of work. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff in there. And also back in the day, I'm not like this anymore, but back in the day, I used to be like 2 songs a day, 3 songs a day. I was in, you know, the system where you like, especially in LA, like people work like crazy out there. So I'd land, do a session maybe from like 10 till 4, then I'd go to a 6 till 10, 11, and then I'd go to a night session, you know, and there's just always someone working. And I was so like hungry, I got to do more, got to get more, got to level up, da 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 da. So yeah.
So you had a previous, I kind of want to like just get into your soul a little bit. I was immediately like affected when I heard Escapism. I was like, I like this girl. This girl is out of her fucking mind. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, yes, I need to have this girl on the show. So I get me straight on exactly what happened. Like, you were unhappy with your situation before. So you kind of, your music situation. I don't want to get too specific, labels and all that shit, but whatever. And then you decided you needed to go in your own direction. So you kind of scrapped everything and started over. Is that, am I in the right area?
Yes. Becoming an independent artist is like when, you know, I was at that place and I was very, it took some time to kind of just shake off anyone else's opinions of who or what I should be doing and blah, blah, blah. And I just took some time to really just dig into what makes me excited as an artist. I think it's so important, and it sounds silly or it sounds obvious, but for an artist to love their art and be so passionate about it, and, you know, being in a place where I wasn't for a long time is a very interesting place to be in, and kind of made some goals and promises on this new chapter
kind
of my life.
Doesn't it kind of go against everything like you are as an artist or like you want to be as an artist? Once you take away the personal expression and the authenticity, what's left?
Right there, right on the money. Exactly. So
what were you then able, what parts of you were you not able to show the world and express? And like, what parts of you are important to you for people to understand about who Ray is and what your message is?
Well, I think honesty is one of the most important things within your lyrics, you know, and I think, you know, that's something that I've been super transparent and honest on this album. And I think like before that, that wasn't supposed to be or the goals that were necessary. You know, before it was like deliver big music that sells loads, big, easy to digest, big, you know, hook simple, 3 sections, 3 minutes, 20 seconds is even quite long.
That's too long now. Yeah. Songs are like under 3 minutes now. It's crazy. All of them.
But I just think, you know, what's so important is it doesn't matter what genre, whatever you're doing, if you're not in love with what you're saying and in love with how it feels, what are you doing it for? And I think I also had to let go of any kind of expectations to have like huge music, which, you know, is beautifully ironic with this, with where I found myself with escapism. But I did have to be like, it doesn't matter how much the streams, it doesn't matter how much the sales at all. That doesn't matter. What matters is growing a fan base and bit by bit and selling shows, performing shows. Like those are my goals. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What rules do you think you broke with the song like Escapism to break? You know what I mean? Like what rules do you feel like you were like, all right, well, fuck it. I know you're supposed to do it this way, but I'm going to do it this way. Was it like the length of the song, the material? Like what rules did you feel like you were now able to break so you could express yourself better?
Well, I definitely think the length of the song, and I think even probably the sound and the genre of the song, especially in the UK, you know,
it doesn't sound like anything else. I absolutely love it. Like,
thank you.
Any other rules? Are we breaking any other rules? Or is that, there's someone like you? It seems like there's probably more.
Well, obviously the lyrical content is very like, you know, graphic and transparent. And I think, you know, look, I know for a fact, like, everyone thought I was crazy for releasing music like this. You know, everyone in the industry who had heard, especially in the UK, who had heard this stuff before was like, la 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 la. You know, everyone kind of doubted and betted against it. So I think from that, you can obviously, you know, tell. We did like a little, before I just decided wholeheartedly, I'm doing this independent, you know, we met with different people and industry people to see if anyone wanted to invest or like, you know, get behind it. And everyone's like, no, like,
you know, no, like, why not?
Because they just didn't think that this music would connect. And they think it's too, I don't know. Just, there was just no love for it at all.
God, it's amazing how stupid people are. How can they not hear that and be like, that's the next shit? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I'm glad you're getting yours.
No, honestly, we got literally miracles and dreams. Like, seriously, for real. Yeah. So
pretty much, you got like a couple weeks where you get to chill and then you're going on tour for like forever, right?
Yeah.
Like forever. It's going to be crazy. Have you ever lived that life before where you were on the road for so long?
No, I've been told in total I'm doing 133 shows this year. Oh
my God. What is that? Is that so daunting?
It's crazy.
And one of them is Glastonbury. Holy shit.
I know.
That, how does that make you feel in your heart to know you're playing Glastonbury?
It's just ridiculous, to be honest. It is. And like, look, like, this is what I want is to make art and sing it. And I'm doing that this year, and that's ridiculous, you know. So I'm just going to make sure I enjoy myself as much as I can and as busy as we are, because this is a thing of dreams.
You're crushing it. You're doing it your way. It's fucking awesome to watch. It really is. One quick thing, Charlie XCX. I heard you wanted to start a band with her. Is there any truth to that, or is that awesome bullshit?
It was during a... No, I mean, I would love to start a band with Charlie. It was during a interview for this drink, and they were like, it was about rock stars, and they were like, who would you, if you could, who would you have in a rock band? And then I was like, Charlie, Ivory Handel, and Rina Soyama. That would be fire. Yeah.
They just took your words and used them as their, twisted them. Like, oh, this
rock band. I was like, okay, sure.
Now you're getting a sense of the press. You're like, these assholes. I did not say I'm starting a band with her. That is insane. Okay, and now we know the truth. God, that is insane. With that, we'll go to 5 random ass questions and we'll wrap this up. And
okay, beautiful.
No taking any of this shit out of context. Her words are her words. All right. What's the last song you turned up really loud?
You know, I've been listening to Big Band, Count Basie, but I've been listening to that the last 5 days very loud in my headphones. Yeah.
You go through a period where you're just like obsessed with something like that, and you'll hear it for, you'll literally listen to it for days on end.
Yep.
God, yep. I do the same thing. What's the last thing that made you cry?
Oh, yesterday I watched this TikTok of this beautiful man on American Idol who had lost his father, and he sang this James Blunt song And I was weeping. Like, that was so, it was so deep. I was on a shoot yesterday, and in my break, I was like, watching this video. And I was crying, and my tears, I was like, don't do it, don't do it. Makeup artist had to redo my cheeks. Yeah. It was sad. It was really beautiful. Yeah.
This is a weird question. Let's say you were on, like, death row or something, I don't know, and you were forced to choose your last meal or your very favorite meal in the world. What would that meal be?
Oh, okay. It would be three courses, yeah?
Well, you choose as many courses as you want. I mean, this is, you know.
Okay, then there'll be seven courses. There'll be 24 courses. I would definitely need some cheese in there. And when I say cheese, I'm talking, like, cheese from all over, like some French cheese, some Swiss cheese, some British cheese, some Irish cheese. Different types of cheese.
Stinky cheese? Do you like the stinky cheese?
Yeah, I like every cheese. And I would need bread with it, crackers, butter, and loads of different chutneys and jams and, like, honeys and stuff. Oh, yeah. My gosh. That would be the star. And then I would need some pasta, but some sexy Italian pasta, like... And I love ravioli a lot. So maybe some pumpkin ravioli and stuff like that. And then I love dessert. I have such a sweet tooth. So I would need so much dessert. I definitely need classic heated brownie with some ice cream and a sticky toffee pudding with some custard. Oh, and I would also have a pineapple upside down cake.
Damn.
With custard.
You are going in on this meal.
No, this is my last meal of my life.
Right. What about to wash it down? What would you drink?
Wine, some tequila. If I'm going down, I'm going down. Some nice glass of salt, you know, that big blue bottle. And then maybe I'll have, like, freshly squeezed orange juice with ice.
Now I'm very hungry after this interview. These are very good choices. Excellent choices.
Thank you.
What is the best advice you've ever been given?
Success will never make you happy or content, and that you can't seek to find complete happiness from your job. Like, I think that's important. I think it's always life is a wave of emotions, but remembering that, you know, success isn't everything, that, like, true happiness is so important, and that comes from being a good person, working on yourself, you know, keeping good people around you and enjoying yourself whilst you're working hard as well. So
when you can lay your head down at night and know you've been a good person, that definitely, that's one of the best feelings you can get right there. Because there's nothing worse than feeling like a piece of shit.
No, I hate that. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, that's not a nice feeling at all.
One more random ass question. If you could spend one night with the fictional character of your choice, who would it be and why?
Probably Black Widow.
Oh, shit. I love that. Why?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Scarlett Johansson is just queen. Second of all, she's so fire and she can teach me some self-defense, some, like, moves. That would be great. And yeah, and also I love her hair.
Is there anything else you want the world to know about you before we go?
I have an album out. It's called My 21st Century Blues, and you should listen to it. And if you have time and you care about albums, then I would love you to listen in order. But don't worry if you don't have the time. That's cool.
You're amazing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.